our friend Mike Cugno joining us here on this Friday on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. By the way, before we talk to Cugno, you know, we had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. You get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, you get a catered dinner, an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack, and it's an event that apparently sells out in minutes every year, but we have a pair to give away because Drew Estate was one of the sponsors of Whiskey Stars and Cigars. So if you want to enter to win that contest, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. Mike Cugno, sports anchor, reporter for CBS 4 in Miami, nationally, CBS Sports HQ. So I was saying to Solana, like, the Panthers, you're falling in love with a team. This happens every now and then in fandom. It happened with the Big Three, I think. But is there any part of this team, is there any facet that you don't love? Like, I don't know if I'm prisoner of the moment. I can't find a single facet of this Panthers team that I'm not madly in love with. I love the front office, the coaching staff, the roster, the way they handle their business, the way that they're badasses but not dirty. I just love the way they've embraced Brad Marchand and the way that he seemingly has embraced Florida. Is there anything about this team that you can nitpick?
No, two things. And even go back to the celebration last year, the way they celebrated with literally people in the street, like Matthew Tkachuk jumping into the water, them crossing like Las Olas with the cup in their hand, standing at like crosswalks. Like, it's incredible, like, how much I think they really had become part of the community. But just, I think, enjoy the run, enjoy the era. Because one of my favorite stats about this this Panthers team is the top five playoff goal scorers in franchise history are all on the roster right now. So that's how much this, like, how much history this team has for this franchise, for this organization. This is obviously the best era of Panthers hockey, but it's hard to find something you don't like about them, right?
That's kind of rare, isn't it? Because I was saying,
right. Just enjoy it.
If you think about the Big Three era with the Heat, I think now maybe we're doing revisionist history because it's been a while and, you know, the main characters have gone on to do whatever. But I kind of feel like there are things, even during the Big Three era, that maybe were annoying or we didn't fully embrace. But I feel like with the Panthers, it's just like the complete package. If you had to chisel the way you wanted your franchise in any sport to be run and perform and deliver and whatever, I don't know if you could do any better than this.
No, and think about this. In that Big Three era, it was the kind of that us against the world mentality because everyone hated Miami for the way they came together. You can't really hate the Panthers for the way they came together. They just did it so naturally or organically. But it's getting to the point where everyone starts to hate the Panthers because of how they win, because no one's team plays such a tough way and then also has like the offensive firepower to back it up. This is like, if you're like, people will hate the Panthers who are not in South Florida because they wish their team was built like this, because this to me is what a hockey team that wins consistently is supposed to look like. You got basically a healthy balance of everything, even down to the goaltending.
Can you name a single thing other than maybe Sam Reinhart getting injured? We'll take injuries aside. Mm-hmm. Can you name a single thing that's gone wrong in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That's gone wrong. No. I mean,
it's
kind of played out the way you hoped. I mean, they had four goals at one point last night when the Canes had seven shots. Like, you've got to feel bad for Hurricane fans at this point. They could end up being 0 for their last 16 Eastern Conference final games, which is hard to do. I mean, do you think you'd fall backwards into a win at some point?
Hawk, I know Cugno's real answer about what he doesn't like. One thing he doesn't like about this Florida Panthers team, the food in the press box isn't healthy enough. I think that's the only thing that that Cuño's taken issue with.
No. You know what it would be? Do you know where they went on their day off? You know where the Panthers went on their day off in Raleigh?
Don't tell me.
Dairy Queen.
No. Oh, no.
Wow.
See, you hate ice cream. You
now
hate
they're feeling themselves. Pack it in. It's not going to work. No repeat. What are they doing?
Did you see that? They went to Dairy Queen. Brad Marchand kind of got the guys together, and some Carolina Hurricanes fan in her Hurricanes jersey took a picture with the Panthers at Dairy Queen in Raleigh.
Put a gallon of ice cream on Sam Reinhart's knee, please, while you're there. at least do something good.
So
when's the last time you've been to Dairy Queen?
You know what? When we first moved into this house, we had like no food here, and my wife and I, there's a drive-through Dairy Queen near our home here in Miami, and so we would drive through there until we saw a rat in the drive-through, and we were like, you know what? We're just gonna call it.
But were you getting ice cream anymore? Were you getting ice cream, or
yeah.
were you getting like
yeah,
food?
Yeah, 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 yeah. We were kind of celebrating. That was our first house and all that. So
how long ago was that?
5-6 years ago.
When's the last time you've had ice cream? Don't tell me some of this nonsense, nice cream or whatever,
Bobo stuff that you eat and replace
or Froyo. Give me ice cream, real ice cream.
Does gelato count?
Yeah, I'll give you gelato. That's nice and creamy.
Okay, I had gelato last week, and it's really just finishing what my daughter doesn't eat. That's like half of parenting, which they don't tell you, is you're probably going to eat all the food that they don't eat and leave
true.
On the table. Yeah.
That is true.
You have Yasso bars in your fridge, though, right now, right?
100%.
I don't know what a Yasso bar is.
You're lying. If we told you, because he's on video right now, if we told you to go show us your freezer, I guarantee you have Yasso bars 100%. In your freezer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of... chicken nuggets for the kiddo, frozen vegetables, frozen fruit, and just all the whatever meat you can ask for, like steaks, chicken, fish, ground beef. That's it. We can do this if you want.
Well,
not great radio.
You'd have to tell Jen to go quickly hide the Yasso bar.
Jenny, hide the ice cream.
Honestly, Hawk, we may have just stumbled into a new game show where, I mean, we do drive-through radio, but just, hey, jump on video and show us your refrigerator.
No, but first we guess what's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, that's the game show part. We guess what's going to be in there. Like, what would surprise us?
MTV Cribs.
Not stuff for the kids. What would – although I guess – like
if you just move the human head out of the way, it's all pretty normal.
That's how the radio game show ends. Force someone to open a fridge and there's a severed human head in there.
Right.
Well, like what
well,
you have like
that's gonna make the Barry Jackson media column.
You have like drinkable Twix drink. Like there's these weird drinkable drinks.
The Starbucks Twix.
But like literally drink. Like liquid Twix drinks you can buy in the dairy section or like you
no.
maybe. Like what would surprise
we have
us in the fridge?
Nothing. We like the yogurt pouches that you can drink, but that's only because of the baby. You know, that's
Hawk, doesn't Cuño strike you as the guy that every now and then would just eat baby food? Like, he's just like, this is low calorie.
There are weird adults who are like, I used to know girls in college, and they would go, oh, yeah, baby food. It's all healthy because it's all vitamins and it's low calorie and stuff. Yeah, I could absolutely see Cuño traveling with like a couple jars of Gerber so that, you know, he has a healthy snack.
Listen, the Gerber jars, the mango one, is the best.
Oh,
but having
it.
A kid, man, you
it.
Always... You always have snacks on you. Like there is never a moment where you don't have snacks on you. Like just sitting around your car, you can never go hungry if you have a toddler.
Yeah, I remember it. It was like if I ever went on Let's Make a Deal back when my kid was young, and they go, show me 7 Cheerios. I had 7 Cheerios on me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I didn't go anywhere without Cheerios in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's how you know someone's a parent of a youngster. What what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow night at the Ameren Bank Arena? And the only reason I say that maybe it gets tempered a little bit is this is how it started against Tampa, kind of, with a 2-0 lead. And then it came back and and it wasn't as great. I wonder if it's going to be like, do you think Saturday and Monday are going to feel like a coronation from the home crowd for the Panthers?
Yeah, what I think it's a combo of it'll be electric just because they're back home. It's been three games since we've seen them back in Sunrise. But not only that, I don't think they want to have a letdown game at any point, because now they have a chance to get some extra rest, especially if Dallas and Edmonton, which it looks like it could be a really interesting series, if they can get the extra rest, man, you got to fight for it, because we don't know what's going on with Reinhardt. If you can get that extra week, and you know the finals typically take a couple extra days to start, this team hasn't had a rest really because of the Toronto series. To me, games 3 and 4 in the building, I know the building will be great, but I think the players will match that intensity just because there is a reward to sweeping the Hurricanes, and it's not just moving on; it's getting some time to heal some bumps and bruises.
Yeah, and it's a chance to just put an emphatic end on what they did to them in their home ice for the first couple of games, which I said mm-hmm. to Solana earlier. I mean, you literally, there was not a single moment in 60 minutes on the ice that Carolina Hurricanes fans last night could cheer. They could cheer pregame because they're excited. Once the game started, there was not a single moment. That's hard to do to a road crowd two games in a row.
And I'm curious what the butterfly effect will eventually be with this Panthers team. Let's say they do end up sweeping Carolina, but either way, if Carolina doesn't win this series, they're now 0 for the last three Eastern Conference Finals. What it does to Tampa, what it's done to the Maple Leafs, because we know they're talking about blowing it up, and what this effect now has on Carolina's organization, you're looking at a almost like a standard setter in this Panthers franchise, and you wonder how much the East will change as everyone tries to catch up with them, because these were good teams. A lot of people thought the Leafs would win the East, and then obviously what happened in Carolina, same thing. So you wonder if there's any kind of residual effects after this playoff run.
Is there any team on the West of Edmonton and Dallas? Which one of those, I guess, not scares? Yeah. Nobody should scare the Panthers, but which is the worst matchup, do you think?
I will go with Edmonton, just because in terms of scoring, I think they can certainly catch up. But Dallas is right there. It's not like they don't have the firepower. You got like multiple guys on that Dallas bench that had hat tricks this postseason. It's not like they're lacking in any firepower. But I just think it's the almost maybe the mental game of knowing that this Edmonton team really pushed you to a point that you hadn't seen in a little bit, and winning three straight against you. So I'm curious at what that mental game might look like playing against them again in the finals.
Will Manso said he might quit if he has to travel back and forth to Edmonton again. Do you feel the same way?
He better not, because, you know, Will's my guy on the road. He keeps me sane sometimes, you know, like we're sitting in airports. At least
will
I'm
you be going?
Alone.
You'll be doing if they go to the Stanley Cup final, you'll be going to all the road games.
Yeah, but I'm with him, man. I'd much prefer Dallas. Like, let's just do the 2.5 hour flight, whatever that is. I don't know if I could do crossing the border against tough, man. Especially with the way Fort Lauderdale likes to have storms during the summer. They have a once in a thousand year, you know, downpour every year now. So, you know, sitting on 20 hours wasn't fun.
What if I told you can guarantee it'll be Dallas against Florida in the Stanley Cup final, but you have to eat ice cream sandwiches every meal for 1 week?
Load them up.
You do
Let's
it.
Go.
You do it.
Put them on my plate. I am probably more scared of Ottinger and Net, but yeah, let's do it. Make it a pyramid now.
There you go.
I'll go through.
Let's try. Let's see what happens. Let's have you eat ice cream sandwiches for the next week and see if it works.
All right. No, we'll wait. Let's just wait till we get
there. I can't guarantee it'll work, but let's give it a shot.
No need. No, because if I start eating them and the Panthers start losing, you're going to blame me for eating them.
Go enjoy your family. No. It looks like you have a nice little Friday afternoon there at the Cunio household.
Don't make me. This is me enjoying my Friday.
Go enjoy your family and your go-gurts. See you, Cunio.
Zucchini muffins on Monday.
Oh, my God. The worst. The absolute worst. We'll be at the arena Monday. Bring zucchini muffins. We will be there. We're doing the show at the arena on Monday. So bring zucchini muffins. All right.
I got you. Nothing better.
I think I just said muffins.
Yeah.
All right.
Bring the muffins.
Everybody have a great weekend. See you, Cuño.